Do you remember last year when we reported right here on Peck Report that the Earth rang like a bell, that the Earth itself rang like a bell? And this, we looked at this story and it caused us to question, is the Earth really hollow? You know, is there some versions of the hollow Earth theory that might actually make sense? Well, even more than that, now the Earth is quaking, and there's a theory that says the moon itself is hollow. There's also been a strange pyramid discovered on there. So we got to talk about all that and more, a whole lot of moon news on Peck Report today. So, yeah, this is Peck Report, and I am Josh Peck. All right, everybody, welcome to Peck Report. So good news. I don't know the order of these episodes that we're going to air, but in the order of recording, I just got done recording something about CERN and the new Click Collider. So you either saw that yesterday or you're going to see that tomorrow. I don't know what order these are going to air in. And today you're getting moon stuff. But in that episode, I explain how we're going to get to leave soon. I won't have to record in the closet anymore. I'll actually be back in my studio. I should mention too, whether you see the CERN one tomorrow or whether you watched it yesterday, I misspoke. I made a mistake in something I said. I said that the Higgs boson was not a fundamental particle. That was a mistake. It is a fundamental particle. Of course it is. I realized what I had said in the members only part of the video. So if you're a member at Daily Renegade, then you'll already know all about this, or you will tomorrow, depending on when these air. But during the free section of it, that's free for YouTube and Facebook and everything, I misspoke and I said that the Higgs boson was not a fundamental particle, that it was made of other particles. I was wrong about that. I'm actually really surprised I said that, but it is a fundamental particle. It's the fundamental particle of the Higgs field. So apologies for that, but just wanted to make sure I address that. Now, for those of you who don't know, the past 3 months, My wife and myself and our kids, we've been in Memphis, Tennessee at St. Jude's because my son Nathan was diagnosed with a rare form of T-cell leukemia. He is in remission now, and it's still a long road ahead to make sure that the cancer doesn't come back. So for those of you who wish to help financially, at Daily Renegade, you'll see a donate button. Go there. You can donate there, and it all goes to the same place. There's a GoFundMe page, and there's just a regular donate. You can donate either way, and that would be a big help. We have a very long road ahead of us, but it everything is looking good. He's in remission now. He just has to go through a few years of treatments and stuff to make sure it doesn't come back. But we just got word that we'll be able to leave. Finally, we'll be able to go home. So I'm recording a couple of Peck Reports ahead of time. So hopefully, after these recordings air, the next time you'll see me will be back in the studio, back in Memphis. So I am looking forward to that. I'm sure you are too. So for all those people who are making the super hilarious and original closet jokes, yes, I'm finally going to be getting out of the closet. So, yeah, very excited about that. Can't wait to be back home. And thank you all so much for your prayers and just for your support and everything that you've been doing. It really means a lot. It has been a crazy few months, but I'm just glad that we'll be able to go back home soon. So, the moon. Apparently, the moon is quaking. It's shaking. What is going on here, and how does this relate to the idea that the moon might be hollow? Also, what about this pyramid that's just been spotted by a UFO researcher? Well, for a long time, we have thought of the moon as just one solid chunk of rock out there in space. But recent analysis of data from NASA's Apollo missions is posing an interesting question that has geologists scratching their heads. What if it has tectonic plates just like the Earth? So TheWeek.com recently reported on this. There was a study published in Nature Geoscience on Monday that scientists took a closer look at the data of moon quakes picked up by seismometers at Apollo landing sites from 1969 to 1977. Now, while these have been a mystery for a long time, the new analysis suggests that the moon is actually more tectonically active than previously presumed. Now, this is a pretty startling discovery because tectonic plates only shift, causing tremors and faults in the ground when the interior of a planet or a satellite, in the case of the moon, is extremely hot. And since the moon is way smaller than the Earth, just a sixth of the size, we've long thought that its core is much cooler than ours. A cooled center would mean little to no tectonic activity. So scientists have been puzzling about what other factors could have caused a tremor that seemed like a moon quake. But for this study, researchers simulated how often those other factors could align to cause something even resembling a moon quake. And they ended up with odds of about 1%. So it's much more likely that the 28 major quakes picked up back in the 70s were caused by tectonic activity, changing the way we think about the moon from here on out. So Thomas Waters, one of the study's co-authors, said, quote, "The whole idea that a 4.6 billion year old rocky body like the moon has managed to stay hot enough in the interior and produce this network of faults just flies in the face of conventional wisdom." End quote. And then he said that it makes this new discovery an amazing result. But now, of course, many Christians have brought up, well, what if it's not 4.6 billion years old? Isn't that a possibility? What if it's less than 10,000 years old? Maybe then it wouldn't be so impossible to believe. So, of course, we have to take all of that into account. But whether it has tectonic plates or not, if it has tectonic plates, then it has a much hotter core. But what if this is due to it actually being hollow? This has been a prevalent theory for quite some time. Not so much in scientific circles, of course. But you could call it a conspiracy theory, I suppose. But it's nothing new. Now, this whole idea of a hollow moon started because during the lunar landings, the astronauts deployed several seismometers, which are instruments to record movements and vibrations into the moon's surface, and left them there so we could re receive data regularly about activities on the moon. So these seismometers, which were set up during the Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, and 16 missions, radioed back information to Earth until they were finally switched off in 1977. So they say to save money. They said it was to save money. Who knows if that's true? Is it possible that they were sending back information that conflicted with modern science, and they didn't want that. Who knows? But these radio transmissions revealed a lot about the moon and its internal structure, and in particular, the existence of moon quakes, like what we just talked about. These moon quakes were placed into four different categories. There's deep moon quakes, which is 700 kilometers below the surface. Vibrations caused by meteorite impacts. Thermal quakes and shallow quakes, which is 20 to 30 kilometers below the surface. So it was the shallow quakes that caused this notion of the hollow moon to come about. It's been said that during these shallow quakes, the moon would ring like a bell. And again, last year we had a report of the Earth itself ringing like a bell. Now, in the case of the moon ringing like a bell, this meme of the moon ringing like a bell first became established in an article written for Popular Science in March of 1970. This phrase was used after Apollo 12 purposefully crashed the 2.5-ton ascent stage of its lunar module onto the moon's surface. And it was claimed that the moon rang like a bell for roughly an hour. So with information like this, it's no wonder that some people outside of the scientific community started to think that the moon might not be as solid as they thought. Now, there's another closely related theory to this. It's called the spaceship moon theory, or the Vasin-Sherbakov theory. So this theory takes the concept of a hollow moon one step further, and puts it really into science fiction territory. But there are people out there that believe this. People believe the Earth is hollow. Maybe. At least in a spiritual sense, it seems to be true that there's, you know, a place in the bowels of the earth that's the bottomless pit and things like that. You know, it's even been theorized that if the earth was hollow and you were to go into the center of the earth, it really truly would be bottomless, because the way that gravity works, you would be in the middle and everything would be up. You know, there would be no bottom to it. So that's interesting too. Now, in an article by Michael Vassin and Alexander Sherbakov, published in 1970, it was hypothesized that the moon was actually an artificial, hollowed-out Earth satellite that had been put into place by unknown beings. So Vassin and Sherbakov were members of the then Soviet Academy of Sciences, but the article was published not in a science journal, but in Sputnik, which is sort of a Soviet's Reader's Digest. Now, in the article, they refused to speculate what type of unknown beings put the artificial satellite in Earth's orbit, but we do think that it's a discussion that should be had, you know, at some point. But we won't go into too many depths into, you know, the finer detail of this theory, because we could talk about it for a while. But the general feeling of the article that was produced is that the moon is made up of everything that a spaceship could be made of, such as materials that can withstand both extreme heat and cold and are extremely tough, so to withstand blows from meteorites. Some secondhand reporting of Vassin and Sherbakov's article claims mica, uranium, brass, which is a human-made alloy, and neptunium, a radioactive element which does not exist in nature, were discovered in samples returned by Apollo missions. But this is not in the original article, and it's also untrue. Sadly, not everything you read on the internet is to be believed. But it's, you know, it's obviously very, very unlikely. This is a very unlikely theory surrounding the moon, that it's a spaceship. You know, now we do need to look at some facts about the moon in order to further our knowledge about it and help us decide what to think about these two theories. Now, obviously, the moon's not made of cheese. We know this may come as a shock to some out there, but you know, it's not a giant sphere of cheddar. It does, however, have a crust. It has a mantle and a core just like the Earth. So in the past decade, it's been discovered that the moon does have an Earth-like core, meaning it would be solid. The core is rich in iron and is solid with a radius of approximately 150 miles. Then there is a primarily liquid outer core, and it has an estimated radius of 205 miles. The moon's core differs from the Earth's by having a partially molten boundary layer, and this layer is estimated to have a radius of 300 miles. Now, how was this research conducted to gather this information? It was by using state-of-the-art seismological techniques and applying this to the same data taken from the first lunar landings. NASA was able to make these discoveries. So people who say that the Apollo seismometer results prove that the moon is hollow have things a little wrong there. And the results show that the moon is a solid body with a variegated internal structure. Now, about the mantle is directly under the crust of the moon, the part that we can visibly see, and it divides the crust from the core. So now to get into some science here, it's believed that the mantle of the moon consists of the minerals olivine, orthopyroxene, and clinopyroxene. The actual composition of the moon's mantle is similar to that of Earth, but it's thought that the moon's mantle is richer in iron. Then there's the moon's density, which we've been able to measure that for centuries. The average density of the moon is about 3.3 grams per cubic centimeter. That makes the moon actually the second densest moon in the solar system after Jupiter's Io. This seems pretty inconsistent with it being a hollow spaceship, but we also have fossil evidence of tides on Earth generated by the moon going back many years, hundreds or thousands of years. In Australia, there are known rhythmites, fossilized tidal deposits, scientifically dated to 620 million years ago, but I take for that what it's worth. Not everybody believes the Earth is that old, but that's at least what they're reporting. Now, similar structures have been found in South Africa, but are thought to be significantly older, being dated to have been laid down some 3.225 billion years ago, but But again, you got to take it for what it's worth. Now, the moon is not a new arrival. So radiometric dating of samples returned from the moon show that parts of the moon's surface are at least 4.4 billion years old, apparently. Now, again, this is all scientific testing, and not every Christian is going to buy into that. I mean, there are young Earth creationists, but there's old Earth creationists too. So it really depends which side of the aisle you fall on. But all of these facts, they do seem to point towards the moon being pretty solid and pretty ancient. Now, to conclude this look, it's relevant to this look into hollow moon theories. It's relevant to say that from looking at the facts of how the moon is made, how it's made up, that it's probably most likely to be a solid celestial body. But at the same time, science has been wrong before. And there's also, there's a lot of reasons to believe that it very well could be hollow, at least in a spiritual sense. You know, similar to the Earth, you can have a hollow Earth in a spiritual sense while it being physically dense. Instead of thinking of it in terms of spirituality, think of it in terms of extra dimensional or interdimensional, whatever term you want to use. Extra dimensional is the correct one. If it's extra dimensional, you could actually travel to a place that's hollow within the Earth without the Earth here in our three dimensions of space actually being hollow at all. It could be very dense and solid. So there's different things to look at in regards to that. But, you know, the Bible does seem to indicate that there is a place in the bowels of the earth that where the bottomless pit and things like that are. Some people take that extremely literally, meaning they think physically in a three-dimensional type of way that it's like that. I don't personally believe that. I believe extra dimensionally is where you're going to find this place, this bottomless pit where, you know, fallen angels are chained and stuff like that. But as always, I want to know what you think about this. I want to know what you have to say. Do you think that the moon is hollow? Do you think that it's as old as science says it is? I'm skeptical, but I'd like to know what you think. Please leave a comment in the comment section below. And don't forget to subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. Now, before we get to the pyramid on Mars, I do have to tell you about Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning. So if you've been following me for any length of time, go back and watch some of my videos from a year ago. I was around 285 pounds. When I decided to get my life in order and get healthy, I wish I had known about Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning. I did not know about it. I did it the hard way. It was also very fast, but it was the hard way. I did the carnivore diet. I'm probably going to end up doing it again because being here in Memphis, my diet's been kind of ruined a little bit. So I think it's time to do it again. But for 3 months, I ate nothing but beef, salt, and water. And I was able to drop a lot of weight doing that. And now I've been trying to just kind of keep a keto thing. But I really wish that I would have known about Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning, because I did so much research, and it's not a waste of time because it's your health, it's important, but I spent a lot of time in research that I probably didn't need to do because I didn't know it was already done for me. That's where Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning comes in. If you want to lose some weight or just stay healthy and spend less time in the kitchen, this is the bundle for you. There's over 1,000 whole food recipes, so you'll never get sick of anything that you make. You can make new meals for like 2 or 3 years and not repeat the same one. There's 38 done for you meal plans to choose from. You get nutritional info for every recipe. There's 5 e-courses, 5 e-books. Everything is indexed by dietary needs and health goals. There's also a Real Plan app that all of this integrates with. And ultimately, what it breaks down to is you get to be healthier and spend less time in the kitchen. It's an absolutely fantastic bundle. You got to check it out. You can get the Healthy Meal Planning Bundle for just $49.97. Or if you add $10 more, you can add the desserts and drinks bundle along with it. But all of that, you just click on the link in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com and find the banner on the sidebar. We got to be serious about our health, all right? So do the mature thing, do the right thing, at least just check it out and see if this is for you. Ultimately, I think this is for everybody because it's healthy, and I would never promote anything that I wouldn't think could help you out. So make sure you check that out. Okay, also, While you're there, if you're heading over to Daily Renegade anyway, you should become a member. Become a member of Daily Renegade today. They have access to full ad-free and exclusive videos you can't find anywhere else. You'll get full episodes of Peck Report. You'll get Apollineering with Seth MacVay. You'll get The Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne. You'll get The Z-Files with the fine folks at BioWarrior and more. So much more. You'll get Through the Black Uncensored, which talks about things that we can't even talk about here on YouTube. You get all access to all these videos. Also, the website's going to be undergoing a big, huge redesign, which is occurring now. So everything's going to be a lot easier to navigate. But you want to become a member now. You'll have access to our members-only message board where hosts and viewers can fellowship together. So a membership to Daily Renegade is only $10 a month or $100 a year, which that is the better deal. You get 2 months for free doing it that way. And you only have to pay once, and then you don't have to think about it for a whole year. But either way, it works out to being less than a cup of coffee a day. And it breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes more, for every $1 of your membership. So to be a member today, just click on the link in the description below or head on over to dailyrenegade.com and click the members tab. Become a member today. All right, everybody. So we are going to say goodbye to YouTube. And for members only, we're going to talk about this pyramid that was sighted on the moon. What could this possibly be? Is this just a trick of the eyes, or is there some intelligent design going on here? So for that, you'll have to become a member. If you are watching for free on YouTube, also, everybody, make sure you subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Make sure you do that. Incredibly important that you do that. We're going to say goodbye to YouTube and Facebook. So thank you all so much. Members, hang on tight. To everybody else, take care and God bless. Okay, members, thank you so much for your membership. It's great to have you as part of the family. So, apparently there's been this pyramid that's been found on the moon by a UFO researcher person. You know, this can both be used as a monument and a spaceship, apparently, according to certain alien hunters. What appears to look like a strange structure on the surface of our lunar satellite has been spotted by conspiracy theorists. It's the odd-looking object that was first discovered in NASA images by an eagle-eyed alien hunter who believed that it served several purposes. So one of the purposes is that it's a monument, which looks like the one built by Egyptians, which has led to some to believe both pyramids were built by the same things, same types of things. And I can show you a picture here from the article. That's what we're looking at. UFO sighting, pyramid found on the moon, shock claim. So, and then this is just a picture from, of the moon, but that is the structure that they're claiming is a pyramid. Who knows if it actually, it looks like a pyramid, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is. Now, another is that it's been used as a spaceship, according to prominent alien hunter Scott C. Waring. Now, Mr. Waring wrote on the ET database, "I found a pyramid in NASA photo PIA 13510 yesterday. The object is partly hidden in the shadows, so you need to add light to see the rest of the structure. If it's a spaceship, it is a spaceship, but it's landed on the location, on this location of the moon," he says. There are so many ancient cultures on Earth that built huge pyramids, like in Bosnia 25,000 years ago, the Egyptians 3,000 years ago, the Mayans, Incas, and Aztecs 2,000 years ago, and so many more. There must be an alien connection to them all. End quote. Now, this is not the first time that a moon-like structure was found on the lunar surface. So let me show you part of his video here, because he's got this thing on here. His name is Scott Waring. He's got this thing. Satellite image reveals exit door visible on the surface of the moon. So you can look at that. Now, a lot of people say that this must mean that there's an alien connection. It doesn't have to mean that. Any kind of similar structures over the planet could easily be explained by the Genesis account of the Tower of Babel. If all of humankind was in one place on the earth, and then they all got spread apart, like what's described in Genesis, well, they would obviously take a lot of the same things with them. You know, their building techniques, relatively the same. And that's why you see so many similarities in these ancient cultures. It's not because they were all influenced by the same aliens. It's because there's a history here that, by and large, humanity is for God. We were all in one place at one time until God came down and spread us all apart. So, of course, we're going to take those traditions and those techniques and all of that stuff, the similar stories. That's why you have similar stories, too, in the ancient past. We're going to we would take all of that with us, and then they would kind of grow and develop over time. So, of course, that is the easier explanation. Here's also another picture of this pyramid on the moon, the alleged moon pyramid. Now that the Tower of Babel thing would not explain structures on the moon. Now for that, you could go in several different directions. This is either a trick of the eyes, which is most likely, or there are some people that believe before the flood, technology was so high that we were able to actually travel to the moon. I don't know about that. I don't think there's a whole ton of evidence for that, but you know, some people believe that. There's also the fallen angel hypothesis of or ruin and restoration view of what's commonly called the gap theory. But there's different facets of the gap theory. So there's the gap theory explanation of an old Earth view. But within that, you can find the ruin and restoration view, which was popularized by brilliant researchers like David Flynn. I actually think he was the one that broke the ground on this. But the idea is that fallen angels in the past had a civilization that they existed in physical reality, you know, because if you fall, you're not in heaven anymore, you fall, and that they would have built structures on the moon or on Mars and places like that. And then there was a time where God destroyed some of it. So there's that is rich in research as well. You can check out David Flynn's work for more information on that. Now, some conspiracy theorists claim that the moon could be occupied by aliens, and that's the reason NASA has not returned since the Apollo missions ended in the 1970s. So they suspect findings such as this pyramid and other anomalies that could be monuments built by ancient alien civilizations, similar to pyramids and other structures on Earth. But skeptics and NASA say the pyramid and other similar findings are just the effects of pareidolia, the psychological phenomenon when the brain tricks the eyes into seeing familiar objects or shapes and patterns or textures, such as a rock surface. So we got to keep all of that in mind. But again, I would like to know what you think. So please leave me a comment on this video or in the message board. And thank you so much again for being part of the family. Thank you for your membership. Until next time, take care and God bless.